The House is expected to vote tomorrow on that $2 trillion emergency relief bill that passed the Senate last night. It would provide help for individuals, businesses, states, and hospitals, and they could use it. We learned this morning that a record more than 3 million people filed for unemployment last week. Senator James Lankford, Republican of Oklahoma, voted for the bill. He joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Is it your sense that this is just the beginning, that there could be more major emergency relief packages coming from Congress during this crisis?
I would hope there's not another emergency relief package like this one. This is $2 trillion, the largest package that's ever been done in the history of the country. This is unlike a stimulus package from 12 years ago. This is really an economic stabilization package. This is a very comprehensive bill. I would hope that would be the only one that would need for quite a while, though I would assume by the time we get to later on this summer, there'll be some specific areas that we'll identify to say, okay, this is going to need additional legislative authority, but may not need additional appropriations.
Senator, we've been hearing from small business owners who say that they're having a lot of trouble just even getting onto the small business loan website because it's crashing. What would your message be to them right now as they struggle to figure out what to do?
Actually, this is one of the areas we tried to address in the bill, was to try to not have a narrow part of the funnel at this point. Their first place to be able to go would be a bank or a credit union, and to be able to ask them, what are you hearing about this program? Probably most of them are going to say, we're learning about it right now. We'll have it up to speed in a couple of days. Banks that already do what's called 7A loans, that they're used to doing it, they will be the banks that will move faster than any other bank. We stripped away everything that slows down the normal 7A process. All they have to do is be able to walk into one of these banks and to say, here's my payroll from February to show I was in business before this started. They'll be able to rapidly get a loan. That loan will be for their payroll for the next several months, for their utilities, for their rent payment if they have a lease there. Then that loan will be forgiven in June as long as they maintain their employee base.
I just want to ask you about the health part of this. In Oklahoma, the governor has closed non-essential businesses. The state has more than 100 confirmed cases of coronavirus, far fewer than other parts of the country. But as you listen to scientists and medical experts talk about this, do you think Oklahoma residents should be ordered to stay home just to prevent things from getting worse there and seeing a peak later down the road?
I think non-essential folks should stay home. The challenge is every time you get into everyone locked down, then we've got people that are out there taking food to children that are not getting food at lunch at school right now. We've got to be able to get some of those deliveries out there to be able to get food. We have to keep the power on. And once you get into the fight of everyone just needs to stay home and everything shuts down, then it really does start cascading in different aspects of how it affects other people, especially the most vulnerable.
I want to ask you just one more thing, which is we heard yesterday from a former member of President Trump's National Security Council that a concern he has looking ahead is that many of the farm workers in this country come from Mexico and they can't get into the U.S. right now because of the coronavirus restrictions. Are you worried about agricultural production in your state of Oklahoma?
I am. That is a key issue for us because we do have so many different workers that come. But it's also one of those moments that we as Americans can continue to step up and to say, maybe I should get a chance to be able to work on a farm for a short period of time or to be able to be there, or folks that are laid off to be able to say this is an option that I can take in that region if they live in that region. That's the remarkable thing about the free market system that we have. I have a friend of mine that contacted me this week and said he's so proud of what he's seeing in small businesses all over the community that he interacts with, the innovation that people are having in a very difficult moment. We're figuring it out. And that's the nature of how you do business.
That is Senator James Lankford, Republican of Oklahoma. Senator, thanks very much for taking a few minutes for us.
Thank you.